Now we wait at Radio Rewind. Now we wait at Radio Rewind. Radio Rewind. The following content has previously aired on CJSF. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with fresh content. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse. Independent. Yours.
You're listening to an encore edition of the Rockin' Blues Show. Episode number 491 originally aired back on May 1st, 2021. I'll be back next week with 2 new hours of the best in rock and blues music. Enjoy the show.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca because you are better than most people. Thank you.
Welcome to week 491 of the Rock and Blues Show. I'm your host, Brent Morrison, coming at you all the way from Vancouver, Canada. I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing the best in rock and blues music. Tons of stuff to get to this week, and I'll start things off with San Jose's Chris Kane from his new Alligator Records release, Raising Cain. This is Out of My Head.
Said, I'm sorry, baby. over, it's time to rest. I hurry home to Ireland.
Closing out our opening set of rock and blues music, from 1958 we had the legendary Otis Rush with My Baby Is a Good'un. Otis Rush would have turned 86 on Thursday. He was born April 29, 1935 in Philadelphia, Mississippi. At 8 he began playing guitar left-handed and upside down. He moved to Chicago in 1949, and in 1956 he recorded I Can't Quit You Baby for Cobra Records, an instant hit on the R&B charts. Along with artists like Buddy Guy and Magic Sam, Otis Rush was part of the second wave of blues artists migrating to Chicago, creating the West Side Sound. He recorded on and off for decades for labels like Chess, Duke, Capitol, and Mercury, influencing generations of guitarists like Peter Green, Eric Clapton, Mike Bloomfield, and Stevie Ray Vaughan. Otis Rush played Montreux 4 times, including with B.B. King in 1991. He was nominated for 15 Blues Music Awards, winning 5 times, and was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 1984, where he also has 3 songs and 1 album inducted. His last studio album was 1998's Any Place I'm Going, which won the Grammy for Best Traditional Blues Album. On Rolling Stone magazine's Top 100 Guitarists of All Time, in 2011 he placed number 53. Otis Rush suffered a stroke in 2004 and had been in retirement until his death in September of 2018 at the age of 83. Before that, from their 2020 sophomore release, Bless Your Heart, we had the Allman Betts Band with King Crawler, featuring Dwayne Betts on lead vocals. And I got that set started off with Chris Kane and Out of My Head from his brand new release, Raisin' Kane. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, from his 2020 release, Blues in the Time of COVID, this is Toronto's Voodoo Walters with Scapegoat.
Going straight to hell. You gotta listen to me. Oh. CJSF is practicing social distancing, so this episode was produced remotely.
Closing out that set from his 2013 release, Better For You, we had Toronto-based bluesman Chris Antonick with Shake Me Down. Chris turned 46 on Sunday. He was born May 2, 1975 in Markham, Ontario. He released his self-titled debut in 2010, earning a Maple Blues Award nomination for New Artist or Group of the Year. And in 2017, his most recent album, Monarch, was nominated for Recording/Producer of the Year, and he was nominated for Songwriter of the Year. And Chris is currently working on a new album, and I can't wait to hear it. Before that, from her 2020 release, Church House Blues, we had Canada's Crystal Shawanda with Move Me. And I got that set started off with Toronto's Voodoo Walters and Scapegoat from his 2020 release, Blues in the Time of COVID. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set from his 2019 debut, Left My Soul in Memphis, this is George's Eddie Ninevolt with Don't Test Me.